If you're ready to confront your destiny, if this is the moment that you've been praying for, tune in and listen to your cosmic cheerleader, Commander Lady Athena, for cosmic pep talks, for closet Christs. The show is the voice of the Ashtar Command. The call is for you to step forward into your greatness. Be listening on Wednesday. We have an appointment with destiny.
Greetings from the divine love, light, and power of the one divine spirit. I'm Commander Lady Athena, and you're listening to Cosmic Pep Talks for Closet Christs, the voice of the Ashtar Command. So let's take a deep breath and integrate and call yourself forward in your multidimensional continuum of awareness and life and creative expression. And our seminar topic tonight is viewing your life as a divine assignment. So just allow yourself to relax. Open your mind and your heart. And allow that which would be for your highest good this evening to be quickened and activated, infused and integrated to your highest level and highest good. And we ask the presence of the Lord Jesus the Christ that through his Holy Spirit within us, serving as the inner master, we may be enlightened and empowered to walk as Christ did consciousness in this world today. So it's important as part of our divine assignment to learn to identify ourselves as energy and awareness. Let's get a sense of that right now. You're not a body. You're something that flows through the body, but it exists quite apart and beyond the body. You can start with identifying with that part of the self by experiencing the vitality that's coursing inside your body as you're sitting or reclining, wherever you are right now. You can actually hear the vitality of your body and your consciousness. It's a ringing, singing within the inner ear. It's the pulsing of the life force in your veins and in your pulse. It's the tingling of energy and vital life in the body. It's the pressure points that you sense where you're lying or sitting. And yet, if that body would vanish as a frequency modulation in the third density, you would be just as alive and just as vital and just as aware as you are in your body right now. Now your awareness, be aware that it's beyond that mind that generates thinking and constantly is moving to evaluate and appraise or question or doubt. There's a part of you that's awake, alert, and aware without having to do anything about anything. It's simply aware as the observer. It's important to practice identifying yourself as energy and awareness, apart from your body, apart from thought. Every day, try to find a moment when you can just be with yourself. In fact, you can mute your television when the adverts come on and practice that awareness so that you constantly shift from that outer focus to the inner awareness until it becomes your normal state. And you learn to identify your real self in that manner as that energy behind and beyond your skin. And the awareness as that which doesn't need to think. You simply release yourself into the greatest sense of presence and bliss when you just allow observation to be there without evaluating, without questioning, without any kind of doing mentally with what it is that you're simply watching and observing. Practice that. You know, that's a form of meditation called Vipassana. But I find that it's something you can practice all the time. You don't ever really need to burden the mind with thinking. And when you get accustomed to operating in awareness itself, you won't want to resort to that linear type of thinking anymore. When you live from thought, you're living from the full self, from the ego-generated self. And when you're living from awareness, you're living from your true self. And there's a rest in that. That's actually what it means to rest in the Beloved, or rest in Christ. That's actually what that means. So identify your true self as that sense of joyous freedom. Yes. I wonder if some of you have maybe not experienced that. It's possible that we get so caught up in identifying with the body and its needs and desires, and the mind and its thinking and identifying, that perhaps there are many listening who have never, ever sensed themselves as pure, joyous freedom. And that joyous freedom is who you really are. That's your true sense of self. Oh, they call it ananda, or bliss. But actually, that ananda, or bliss, as it's called in the Eastern teachings, is a sense of joyous freedom as your identity. So you release your true self by opening your heart and allowing your loving to unfold all things. You can actually do that when you relinquish the imperative to think, evaluate, appraise, and judge. When you cease the imperative to have to figure everything out and define everything, you actually find yourself released into freedom. And it's a sense of open embracement and welcome of life, simply as it is, here and now and in the moment. And when you open your heart to that which is in this moment, you release that sense of joyous freedom. And you're actually in soul awareness. You're in that higher state that simply is the I Am presence. So your only bondage, your only pain, is your resistance to accepting love as your only reality. So your loving openness and acceptance of all life is what releases and sets you free That's the truth that sets you free. So when you choose that loving acceptance of that which is, as the one divine, however it's appearing, you are setting yourself free. So both joy and freedom are activated and released by your loving embracement and acceptance of life, all people, all events, all circumstances. They're all part of your divine assignment to learn how to be who you are all the time. No reservations, no vacations. In fact, if you live that way, you find you don't need a vacation. And you're welcome everywhere, so you never need any reservations. So, know this. Excuse me. For you to have been born on Earth at this particular time means that you are a powerful soul with a higher purpose to fulfill. You are here to be a miracle worker and to witness miracles during this ascension into the fifth world, into this which we're calling the new earth. We're in that time, in that cycle, when something, we're not exactly sure how or in what manner it's going to unfold, but one thing we know for sure, that we're entering a totally new experience of the quote, world, of life as we know it. So many who are listening to these weekly seminars have a strong sense of mission or purpose. In fact, this seems to be a characteristic one notices in nearly every one of the Earth-assigned souls, those who are here as volunteers on Earth assignment. So you're drawn to listen to this seminar because it's part of your spiritual awakening. It's part of your activation, your decodement, and your mission orientation. So there's also a feeling of that many, many star-seeded souls have of being here with a special gift, something to contribute, a purpose to fulfill, or somehow being special or different, or even divinely guided. And this is often since early childhood. In fact, I had that sense from the very moment I was consciously aware of myself. I had this sense that I was here to help troubled people find God and to somehow show them the way, how to live, how to be, how to walk with God. And even as a child, I knew I had a mission. In fact, as I've told you before, I told my mother at one point, I think I must have been 7 or 8 years old, that I couldn't waste any more time being a child, that I had a mission to fulfill. And I also felt this sense of divine presence with me. In fact, many times when I was interviewed on television or on radio in my circus performing years, I would say, I feel like I have God's hand on my head. And I've had that sense all my life of a presence, a divine presence. So this sense of divine accompaniment for some may awaken later because we come online with our mission at specific orders, specific waves of consciousness within the timelines. Because obviously we have different, let's say, entrance points from the wings on the stage of life. Yeah, we come in on cue, and it has a lot to do with the lines delivered by the actors on stage at that particular time. So your life is a divine assignment. It's also a role on the stage of life. And our nature and our level of consciousness determines our arena of involvement. For example, not everyone can sit in divine serenity without being actively engaged in the outer world. But if you are so blessed to have that particular call in your life and the arrangement where you have the privacy and the arena of quietude, if you live a life that is set apart and isolated in some way, then be grateful for that, because that role is not given to everyone. So look at where you've been positioned as your divine appointment, let's say. Like the divine hand picked you up and put you in that circumstance, in that environment, as part of your mission. It's to either get yourself free, manifest your mastery of the circumstances, or help other people in that situation to do that. But anyway, you are a force for transformation wherever you live, whatever job you're involved with. And you're needed wherever you are. There's no such thing as spiritual work and worldly work. There's only spirit. And the ego is the one that sees the world, that's fascinated with the world. The enlightened one doesn't see a world. The enlightened one sees God in every name, every form, every place, every expression, and responds in a way that releases that divinity so it can be free to express more perfectly. So you're all liberators. You're all people who have come to set the captives free. That's that Christ that comes out of the closet as the liberator, as the uplifter, as the light, as the love, as the presence of the beloved. So many of us have a sense of having come here from someplace other than Earth. I've had that sense when I was very, very young, that I came from someplace very different from Earth. It was pure love. And I knew I had a real family that was different from my Earth family. And oddly enough, I also knew as a young child that I had a husband up in the air somewhere in a spaceship. So I knew also that I had come to Earth to share God's love with all people. I also had a sense of wanting to be really, you know, as good and as perfect as I could be, although I was unable to live up to my own expectations. Nevertheless, I kept trying. And so this motivation to do one's very best also seems to be common to those of us who are souls here on Earth mission. So these are not unusual awarenesses for star-seeded volunteers. We are the souls that have been assigned to serve Earth during these very times, during this very period in which you're living in history. And just know this, you are, all experts in paradigm shifting and ascension technologies. What is ascension technologies? It's freeing the loving heart. It's whatever sets you free from limitation and a sense of separative interests and identities and agendas. The ascension is simply the heart awakened and set free. It's the experience of that joyous sense of freedom that comes when you're manifesting yourself as pure divine energy and pure divine awareness. That's how the Earth ascends. It simply vanishes in the light of a greater awareness. And then where is the world? Oh, it's been dissolved into the love and the light and the living sound of God. So my mission assignment right now is to speak to you every week on these BBS radio shows. And my task is to assist in your awakening to your true divine nature and your purpose and mission on earth. And moreover, your purpose and mission within the cosmos. Because when we're finished here, we will all advance onward and into other cosmic assignments. What did you think you're going to do when you transcend the earth? Yeah. Another planet, another ascension. So every week, it's my challenge to tell you basically the same message in a slightly different approach, so that hopefully everyone listening can find some place to tuck in, to find greater clarity and meaning and purpose for their lives. So every one of you can learn how to center your awareness in a place of unshakable inner peace, of constant freedom within and without, and a place from which you respond naturally, from open-hearted acceptance and loving, regardless of what's going on in the world. So, when you know that, you become what's called a Jivan Mukta. You are a liberated soul, even though you still reside in a physical body with physical needs, in a physical world in which you go to work, you raise families, and you live what seems to be an ordinary but extraordinary ordinary life. So, just be aware of how much of a sense of being divinely guided and protected by the divine presence that you've had. Go back as far as you can remember, because that is always present before it gets indoctrinated out of you, or before church doctrine places God somewhere up in the sky and away from you, instead of inside you as the beat of your heart and the love that emanates from that heart and the light of your awareness and the life force. Now that gets indoctrinated out of us, and it seems to come in with us quite naturally as a child. So this divine communion and inner communication was as natural to me as a child is breathing. And I always knew God was with me and watching over me. And I think every child has that sense, again, before it's indoctrinated and conditioned out of it. So a person who consciously walks and communes with the divine is called a mystic. And many of you celestial emissaries are natural mystics like I was, and like I am even more so today because of years of conscious practice and experience. So, to have peace, we really need to keep our focus upon reality, upon the energy and the awareness of the divine within and without, rather than the world events. The world events are projected and generated out of the thinking processes, the mindset of the ego, which sees enemies, victimizers, outer terrorists, outer events that are threatening. All of that is a worldview projected and generated out of the false ego self. You really do not have to pay attention to it. It will do what all egos do. Eventually, shift into a different drama. But you don't have to enter the drama. You can be in the world, but not of the world. Be in the world as a field of service, but don't let the world get inside your mind, inside your thinking, Don't let it close you down into fear and to where you feel paranoid that everything is against you. That is something that is a big test right now for, I think, all of us. But we as light workers in particular must be too wise to become entrapped and ensnared in the prevailing worldviews. Know that your focus of attention feeds and increases whatever it is that you're focusing your attention upon, because your awareness and your energy is so much more powerful than that of the average human being. That's why it takes tremendous discipline to keep your focus one-pointed and illumined. You are the one that brings illumination into your focus by your choice of what you want to make real, your choice of what you want to fortify in yourself and increase in yourself. And whatever you fortify in another or in the world, you are fortifying and increasing in yourself. So if, you know, if you're vigilant for what other egos are doing, you're going to be feeding and reinforcing your own ego, your own source of sense of threat, paranoia, and separation. So it's up to you what you want to feed. I want to encourage you in becoming more conscious mystics who abide in the presence of the Divine Spirit at all times. Then you can pass through these end times, these end days of this cycle, and advance joyfully into whatever comes down the pike or whatever is next. You'll have the assurance and the grace to just flow, being just supernaturally guided to be in the right place, the right time, without even having to think about it or worry about it. And you start this mystical path by starting to notice the goodness, the beauty, the praiseworthiness, the divinity of everyday things in your life. Whatever is lovely, whatever is worth your note, your acknowledgement, pay attention to that. And leave all the rest for God to sort out. Just keep focusing on what you want to really increase in the world. That is the greatest service that you can do every day by how you direct your mind and your body and your responses and your emotions. Now, granted, we are experiencing many unusual weather patterns. Everything in the outer world is a tad different and off from the ordinary cycles and behaviors of things. Why? Everything is being uprooted from the stagnancy of the old entrenched condition patterns of the past and is being rearranged and repositioned in a new vibrational outpicturing. But in the process of it being shifted, those old patterns that are set are in a resistance, physically, emotionally, mentally, every level. Because things in the third dimension tend to materialize into set patterns, whereas spirit is dynamic and flowing. So that's part of that illusion. In the third density, as things get solidified and densified, and then the ego wants to keep that going because that's how it defines itself, as separate form. So that's the upset that seems to be happening. And we all have those entrenched set momentums on every level of our being that reacts to the incoming energies of change. Now, one of the major players in this transformation is our sun and our solar system, which is itself undergoing a cosmic initiation. And so the solar patterns of flares are the reaction of that solar entity, the solar logos, as it reacts to the incoming cosmic energies of initiation. And it too has patterns of resistance. So whether you're a sun or a planet or a human being or a plant or an animal or a dolphin or a whale or whatever, everything is reacting to the incoming of new energy, which is disrupting things that have been set in a previous vibratory pattern. So everything in life is intimately interrelated. All of life on every level is expanding at this time into greater life expression and moving into a new vibrational state. Everything, every planet in our solar system is exhibiting a change in its electromagnetic fields, in its aura, if you will. Everything. So the most important thing that you can personally do for yourself is to practice daily meditation. If you haven't gotten a form of stilling yourself and going within, find yourself one as quickly as you can. Find a daily spiritual practice in which you can ground your spirituality into your mind, into your emotional body, into your physical body, into your home space and environment, and center yourself in that peace and serenity. And do it faithfully, every day. Make it more important than eating, because it's that vital to how you're going to be able to progress through the changes that are upon us now. You will be guided to whatever is best for you if you ask. And of course, you can contact me, and I can offer you suggestions personally. But it's better if you do your own fishing. You know, that's part of your assignment. I had to learn how to self-feed myself, and you're going to be stronger if you learn how to self-feed also. So the best preparation for 2012, hello, that's this year, and we're looking at a very dynamic fall and winter, aren't we? The very best preparation for whatever is inner. It's you establishing yourself in your divine place of serenity, finding your inner happy place. And that's more than a mood making, although you might practice mood making until it becomes your state. Learn how to shift your state of consciousness by making a very different action and posture in the world. Present a different energy and shift, learn to shift out of where you are to a new state. You have to move yourself physically, emotionally, in some way from where you are now to shift your state. So everything in the outer world will very likely change and be different from now on. It's already that way. So if outer change frightens you, better get over it. You're going to especially need to create a strategy that will enable you to manage your emotions and your mind so they don't pull you down into depression and fear and panic attacks and all of that. Do what you have to do to get the help that you need to get control of yourself. That's your job assignment. You're not going to be of any use to anybody if you can't manage yourself and be of use to yourself. So take care of yourself so that you can help take care of others. So also it's a good idea to get into a good course of spiritual study. of prayer, meditation. Get involved in some volunteer work or service. That's absolutely crucial for your positive self-directing. Anytime you get too self-focused, too into your story of limitation, too involved in what you're thinking and feeling and doing and how things are impacting your life, the more you do that, the more miserable you're going to feel, because it's too small a space for your vastness. And your vastness is that misery trying to get to get you to let go of that stuff and expand, get a bigger life. Cease telling your small story. You know, end that story. The next time you hear yourself going into your pity pot story, catch yourself and say, you know what? I don't want to go there anymore. And so I'm not. And find a new way to present yourself. Your friends are certainly going to be grateful. They probably know your story by heart. And they're probably far more tired of hearing it than you are of telling it at this point. But every time you get into your small story, you lose awareness. Yeah, you get hypnotized by your own litany of limitation that you keep parroting over and over to every hapless victim that travels into your orbit for a while. They rapidly get away from people that do that. Nobody wants to hear that stuff. They've all got their own challenges to deal with. So listen to what you're saying every day on the phone to your friends, you know, to your people at work. What are you making your life about? And decide very proactively what you want your life to be about. And begin to come online with your divine assignment. You're here for a bigger life than just feeding your face, paying rent, hoping you get a date for the weekend. There's something much greater at stake for this lifetime. And you're being called to be a major player. But nobody's going to drag you. You have to be willing to be enlisted, and then you have to be willing to step up to the plate to play the game. So do something that keeps you rightly focused and oriented each day. I've told you many times that A Course in Miracles is really good daily practice that will take you into right thinking, right meditation, right mindset. It was given by the Master Jesus as a celestial quickie course. You know, I forget how exactly he described it, but we weren't getting it. We were taking his teachings and putting them into an ego box. So he brought the Course in Miracles to correct how we're using our minds, because that's where the problem has entered in, is that we're living from the thinking ego mind rather than the awareness. So that's there. And there's also many others that are useful, but you have to find something. So there's no use listening to all the media's talking heads out there, because they're all projecting out of the thinking mind what they fear is going to happen, what they think is going to happen, what they speculate is going to happen. But not single one of them is enlightened or really knows what they're talking about. They're reading off a script that other ego minds have put together about what they think is newsworthy. And then you watch the programming on TV, Doomsday Preppers. Last night they aired 2001, the film. And all the psychic guessers and the speculations and the pronouncements from the so-called authorities that are just as clueless as anyone else. So unless a person is spiritually enlightened, and you're going to have to do some searching, because really spiritually enlightened people are by and large pretty quiet. They wouldn't last 2 minutes on one of those talk shows. So unless a person is spiritually enlightened, they are only operating out of their human minds, their beliefs, their conditioning, their fears, their projections on the innocent screen of creation of all the things that come out of their collective subconscious as fears. And you don't have to pay attention to any of that. Absolutely none of it. People who are truly enlightened are silent for the most part and don't project negative imagery. In fact, my master teacher, John Roger, never talks about that stuff. You know? And our whole focus is to create a body of consciousness that creates a grace-filled outcome for all of humanity, where we don't go through a third world war, where we don't go into all of these doomsday projections. We don't have to participate in those mindsets and in those projected, what would you call them, parallel, probable reality scenarios. We don't have to go there. There are innumerable ways people can experience this dimensional shift. And it can be as easy and as filled with the glory of God and wonder and joy and a sense of real solid security that comes when you live in that vaster, expanded state beyond your thinking, beyond your doubting, beyond your questioning and your worrying and your trying to manipulate and control future outcome. When you can rest in God as a planet rests in space, when you can be as free as a leaf borne aloft on the wind, when you can live as securely as a bird floating on the currents of air, that is the way to live in God. That is the way to allow the Divine Spirit to lead you, to fill you, to guide you, to empower you, to reveal from within through your quiet, intuitive knowing what you need to do at any given moment. The right words come to your lips to speak without any thinking. The right choices are made because something greater than you is leading you from within you. And you step back and you allow the Divine Spirit to lead you. And you allow the innocence and the wonder and the purity of your true, unconditioned, unalloyed bliss to radiate from you so that your face begins to glow and you have a smile and your eyes are lit with light. And people want to be around you because they feel better. They're encouraged and uplifted just because you walked into the room. Notice when a person is in ego, how dark their faces are. You can watch this on television. Even actors that are portraying these negative characters, they become dark in their faces. There's no bliss. There's no light. There's no joy. They don't smile. People, when they're trying to be sexy, notice how they don't smile. They go into ego. They close down and there's no light. There's no vitality. There's no luminescence. They're in that lust mode or in that hypocrisy of acting out something that isn't their true self. How sad to have to make your living that way. Wow. Really. But people act the ego's drama every day and wonder why they're not happy. to wonder why their life is not working. Did it ever occur to you that life supports truth? It supports awareness. It supports divinity. Never in the universe will you find falsehood supported. It just doesn't exist in reality. It's totally a fictionalized interpretation that the ego makes up. In fact, it is the ego. So, as a light worker, you are not duty-bound to know what's going on in the world. You are duty-bound to fortify the energy of enlightenment, truth, goodness, and beauty. That is very, very important, that you contribute those vibrations. And if you do, and we are able to do that in enough of a collective body, we will glide past all of the negative prophecies that earlier ages put out for these times. There is a higher way, and it's a way of grace through divine interventive insertion of opportunity that is calling us to play at a higher level as co-creative agents on this planet this time. So that's what I encourage you to do. Just know that this is a normal ending of a 26,000-year-old cycle, and that the changes in the earth and in the human consciousness, along with the upheavals of all obsolete systems, is absolutely normal, natural, and on target. The only thing different with this Earth's ascension and the ascension of Venus, which was my most recent experience of ascension, the only difference is that our ascension on Venus took place over 100 or so years. But here in your cycle, it's happening in a very, very rapid time, basically 20-year cycle, which ends the end of this year. So that's why it's so unusual. But you're up for it. You're absolutely equipped. Everyone on the planet is here because they were seen to be adequate to the task. So it only becomes difficult for people who are resisting the changes and fighting to keep things the way they were. That's why we have to live like a leaf on the wind and live free, knowing that what we need will come when we need it. We don't have to lay up stores for against future lack. We don't have to save for a rainy day. We have to make sure that we're sourcing life all the time through us, whether that life is in the substance of money or the circulation in our body and the blood in our veins. Everything has to keep circulating and moving. It's part of the law of the universe. The giving hand never lacks. So if you find yourself in poverty, it's because you are withholding in some way in your life from giving. And sometimes that giving is very much a part of tithing and sowing financial seed into things that are good and help people. That's one of the ways that you can give on every dimensional level, including your physical body, is by giving money. That is what you've earned with the sweat of your brow. So it's very important to sow into life if you want to reap a harvest from life. The principle of sowing and reaping is a continual spiritual principle, and everything in the cosmos contributes by their very nature. And man, we are here to contribute as divine extensions of God. So everyone, that we come into contact with can be benefited and strengthened by our example, by our faith, by our equanimity, by our positive and joyous and loving influence, wherever we are. And that's why you are where you are, so that you can be that presence of divine sanity, if you will, in the midst of insane situations. Be that point of strength when everybody else is falling apart. Be that solid pillar. And so you need to view your whole life as a divine assignment, for that is exactly what it is. You are here on a heavenly assignment from God. And you are here on earth assignment. And whatever it is that you're assigned to do, that's being done by you for God, or for the spiritual hierarchy, or as part of your mission for the Ashtar Command, however you want to look at it. But it's your assignment. So don't worry if you happen to land in the wrong place, so you think, or if you're no longer to be in that place. Just know that something will cause you to make a change. You will be shifted out of an area where you're no longer needed or no longer being benefited or beneficial. And I think we've probably all had the experience of being fired or laid off from a job, and later see how that was such an important part of being repositioned in a greater destiny, a greater place of influence. So sometimes we are evicted from our homes, or we're forced to move in some other way. And then in hindsight, we can think that, oh, wow, I'm so grateful that happened, because it's part of now what I'm experiencing and reaping in this place that I've been moved to. When you can connect the dots of your destiny that caused you to be repositioned from point A to point B, you can see how perfect our lives are laid out by a higher power and a higher blueprint. So your awareness keys here are to pay attention to what you're feeling and sensing and observing and knowing about where you are and what you're doing. There is a part of you that always knows what to do, and your job is to keep in contact with that part. Through quieting your thinking and moving beyond your thoughts to your inner awareness, and knowing and meditating and contemplating will enable you to do that. By the way, Oprah Winfrey is doing some fabulous classes and has been teaming up with some powerful consciousness mentors who will also guide you into just a really powerful, purposeful, passionate life. She just did a couple life class seminars with Tony Robbins and T.D. Jakes and Eckhart Tolle, and they're truly transformational. And you can go to oprah.com/lifeclass and get on board this awareness express that she seems to be spearheading now on her own chapel. Own channel, which is like a chapel. And she also has Super Soul Sunday programs that are so inspiring. I'm torn between whether I want to sit and watch that or go to church. And I think Oprah's actually far more empowering and inspiring at this point. So yeah, they're that uplifting and inspiring. So feed your souls, my friends. Keep pumped and inspired and passionate about your life. Keep your faith and hope and charity burning brightly within you. Keep your hearts opened, and all will be well. And yes, the old systems will collapse, and new and better systems will replace them. And the earth changes may uproot some of us and rearrange our lives in some unexpected ways. But we're all here for these times. And that means we know on some level what lies ahead and that we are equipped to face whatever may come. We're all in this together, and we all have our roles to play during these times. And it helps to gain some perspective to remind yourself that this is just one of many planets that, as a member of the ground crew, you have helped to ascend to a higher level. It is just one more divine assignment that we are fulfilling as God's co-workers and team players. And you are an immortal individual spirit. You will survive, and you can thrive. And the thriving part is your choice and what you choose to focus upon. So do what you can do with whatever you have at hand to create the most loving, positive, beautiful, empowered, and purposeful life you possibly can, and share that with everyone that you possibly can. And this is what we can all do and elect to do the best we can to uplift ourselves, our families, and our planet. So report for duty before you go to sleep. Release your spirit to be of service wherever you're most needed. And when you awaken in the morning, dedicate yourself to being the hands and the presence of the beloved, of the divine, here on Earth assignment. So let's take a deep breath as we go out chanting. On I, you, and just direct it through yourself and out into our beautiful planet. Deep breath. On I, you. Willing, I will be with you next week. Be the presence of the divine wherever you are. Remember, we work as a team. We're all in this together. And we're doing just fine. So keep going. Keep your spirits bright. God willing, I'll be with you next week for another cosmic pep talk for you closet Christs. God bless you. Adonai.